I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. There's a plan underway in South Carolina to make hospitals more baby-friendly. To talk about this baby-friendly hospital initiative is Dr. Sarah Taylor. She's an associate professor of pediatrics in the Division of Neonatology at MUSC Children's Hospital. Dr. Taylor, tell us about the characteristics that really make a hospital baby-friendly.
So there's 10 steps that were set by the World Health Organization, and to just briefly summarize those steps. They are to educate families and staff to support breastfeeding, as well as to make our care more family-centered so that mother and baby are together to actually breastfeed.
What is going on in our state to try to make hospitals more baby-friendly?
So in 2011, South Carolina was the 45th state in the rate of breastfeeding initiation. So we were down there at the bottom. And in response to that, South Carolina DHHS, Department of Health, set a race for the date, which was $200,000 to any hospital that was able to become baby friendly by September 2013. Well, I'm here at MUSC, and we got that news and we started working fast and going through these 10 steps to become baby friendly and to be designated baby friendly. We were able to do that, as well as three other hospitals, Waccamaw, Georgetown, which are both now Tidelands, as well as Roper Mount Pleasant.
Is this same plan or initiative going on all over South Carolina?
It is. So we now have 11 baby-friendly hospitals in South Carolina, and over 36% of our babies born in South Carolina are born in baby-friendly hospitals. Really excited about this. Really are seeing changes in our rates of breastfeeding in the state. And it has caught national attention. So we've actually been invited by the CDC to give a presentation on how we've been able to do this in South Carolina.
With the hope that other states can learn from what has worked here?
The South Carolina Birth Outcomes Initiative is a group that's really supported by South Carolina Department of Health and the South Carolina Hospital Association that brings every player and stakeholder in hospitals and different agencies related to hospitals together to make care better for mothers and babies. And by coming together and working together, we've been able to achieve real results.
Dr. Taylor, what are some of the special challenges in South Carolina related to breastfeeding?
We know that there's racial disparity in breastfeeding, where Black mothers are less likely than white mothers. We know lower socioeconomic, and then also the more rural populations that usually does not breastfeed. One thing we've really, really enjoyed here in South Carolina is watching those disparities end when all mothers receive equal education and support.
How are babies benefiting from more and more breastfeeding going on in our state?
A recent study that was published said that for every 10% increase in the United States of babies breastfeeding to 6 months, there will be a $312 million savings in treating childhood diseases. That is huge. That is a large amount of money that is being saved, and of course, huge health benefit for the baby and the mother.
Dr. Taylor, thank you for providing this information about the Baby Friendly Hospital Initiative.
Thank you.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.